Welcome, everyone. This is the PNB Coordinating Committee. Today is December 30th, and we have a quorum. I'll call the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Wendy Schrell is here. Bonnie Simmons?
Yep.
Arlene Engelhart?
Here.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
And then the other committee members are Jamie Ross, Afia Wangaza, LaVarne Williams. I believe LaVarne is going to try and join us in a few minutes. Haven't heard from Jamie or Afia as yet. Is there anyone who's on the committee whose name I didn't call? Okay. The agenda that I'm sorry I didn't send out an agenda, but it's really very simple that I thought we would just talk about transition to the new board, which includes the in-person meeting in D.C., and any orientation materials that we need to provide for the new board. This committee would be the one that would do that, with help from, Grace is here as the chair. Obviously, a lot of this is going to fall on you, Grace, I think, too. But we need everybody to help with this. Is there anything else that anybody wants to put on this agenda? So can we move to approve this agenda?
So moved.
Okay. So I'm assuming no objection.
No objection.
Okay. So I really think that this board needs... Well, first of all, the question was just asked when we were offline, how does this meeting in January happen? We have our chair from this year is termed out and won't be attending. We don't know who will be the new members yet. So what do you all think how we should proceed on, like, getting that meeting started? Who will be in charge of getting them ready? You know, of course, the board will elect their own chair. One way that we've done it in the past is had... I think each year, like the chair from the year before is usually there on the, comes for the next year. I mean, they're on the board again, and whether they're going to be chair or not, they're there and they can start the meeting off. But what will need to happen, I think, is that they'll need to elect a chair pro tem. But we do need somebody to kind of take charge and get it started.
I think Joe should as the vice chair this year,
assuming he's there.
If you're running.
Assuming I'm there. Good point. Yeah.
Can I ask a question, Joe? Have you declared your candidacy for PNB?
Yes, I have.
Okay. KPFA is doing that this year?
I think so.
I mean, it might be a good idea for you guys to send, I don't know if you've sent a reminder to your board to say that they need to declare before the end of tomorrow?
Well, we did, though. There's already been... people have declared their candidacies, I guess is the short of it, but I'll send another reminder for people
okay.
who haven't, yeah.
Okay, well, Joe, if you do get on as the vice chair from this year, do you think would you mind getting the meeting started and opening the floor for nominations, getting them an elected chair pro tem and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, hopefully, yeah, it should be fairly straightforward. I think we should just talk, I guess. Well, that, I guess the other thing would be making sure we have somebody on hand who can help with the SPV type stuff for the election.
Right.
That would probably happen right away, I imagine.
Well,
and I guess, I mean, we can't assume about who's going to be there. So I guess the first order of business should just be the election of a chair pro tem. So that in the event that, say, I'm not, you know, something happens and I'm not elected, then... We still have to elect a chair pro tem, so I guess maybe, I don't know whether we need to send a motion forward to the PNB to just say, you know, in the event that there are no officers from the last year to convene the meeting, the assembled members should immediately elect a chair pro tem, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's Bonnie.
Go ahead.
I mean, it seems like we can set up a skeleton agenda.
Right.
Wouldn't we be doing that as the coordinating committee?
Yes.
and there's no reason not to just structure it so that we know that we're electing a chair pro tem very early on in the meeting. Is there thought to having some sort of seminar the day before, or just on the basis of, you know, basics of board procedure or anything like that?
Well, I was going to bring it up. You know, it's worked very well in the past, and we've been doing this at the other meetings, is just having people arrive on Thursday night, and then Friday during the day is either executive session or board training of some sort. And so that would be a really good time to do this orientation. I thought it worked pretty well when the Foundation Council gave sort of a overview, really, of what your responsibilities are as a board member and the kinds of trouble you can get the organization into if you don't watch out. That kind of stuff. Yeah, I would propose that we ask Ricardo to do that.
So maybe if we set that up and then elect a chair pro tem on Friday, or on Friday night when the meeting starts.
Yeah.
Because you don't really elect a chair pro tem for the, you know, for the session with the council, or a session on board procedure, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you're probably electing a chair pro tem on Friday evening, if that's when the first public session is going to take place.
Right, but I mean, maybe like if Joe's there as a returning officer, or even Arlene or LaVarne, maybe could just sort of be the one to keep that all moving. So, you know, pretty casual.
Yeah, exactly. Because it seems that to the years that I remember, we didn't really elect officers until either late Saturday or early Sunday.
Yeah, people need time to talk about it and lobby each other and get to know each other. I agree. So, if we're assuming that the public meeting starts Friday night around 6, that's when there's introductions of the board members, election of chair pro tem.
It seems to me, you know, Joe is obviously the logical one, but if we don't have an officer that's continuing and I need to stand up there, you know, to get it going in order to elect a chair pro tem, I can do that.
Sure, okay, awesome.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know, first choice would be Joe.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so look, we have a couple of items on our agenda here. But, yeah, I think we should ask Ricardo to give, you know, a kind of a legal briefing, well, a legal training, just a orientation on the legal side. I'm assuming there's going to be some kind of briefings that he's going to want to give. I don't know if that will happen on Friday or later in the weekend, but there should be other kinds of training. Well, I mean, I guess we'll need to present everybody with, like, their own copy of the bylaws. This document, Bonnie suggested that we put together a document that's all the policies and known the motions that have been passed by the PNB, hopefully since 2004. What else would be a helpful thing for a new board member to get? Maybe kind of they've all been on their own boards for at least a year.
How about a description of the committees?
Yeah, good, okay. Yeah, that's another thing that needs to happen this week. That weekend is they need to elect PNB members to the committees.
Right.
But yeah, and that orientation, okay, description of committees.
Yeah, a description, and also if there's any, like obviously the Finance Committee has a specific, at least partially specific, makeup.
Right. Well, the rest of the committees, I don't know if you know this, Arlene, are the regular committees are one director from each station, and then two LSB members from each station are elected as well. So it's 15, unless it's a, like the personnel committee doesn't have that. But that's the regular committee makeup. And the coordinating committee has its own, yeah, so.
You know, you think that they're kind of all alike, and then you start to look at it and you think, oh, wait a minute, there's the finance committee, it's special, the coordinating committee is special.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Okay, and yeah, and we should do that pretty early on Friday so that people can be thinking about which committees they want to join. Another thing we should do is make up ballots for the committees. It worked really well when we did them all at once.
You know what you might do, which I think everybody has done sort of informally, but maybe we could make up a form, is you know how each station delegation gets together, and in a lot of cases there is no contest as to who is going to be the P&B rep for a particular committee.
Yeah.
Just the delegates from that station figure it out.
Yeah.
And that way we don't end up having to have quite as many elections.
Sure.
Good to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it works so that last year we only had a couple of committees that we had an actual election for.
Right. Yeah, we've always done that at KPFT, just kind of get together amongst ourselves. I mean,
yeah.
People have to be on more than one committee because we have so many committees, and each one has to have a director from each station. So
it might be helpful to have a form where each delegation can fill out what they've come up with, whether it be assigning one director to the committee or whether there is actually a contest between two directors for a particular seat, with a little explanation at the top of it. And if we wanted to really get fancy, we could include the bylaw descriptions of each committee along with them on the form.
Are you, it sounds like you're volunteering to help make that.
Okay.
Would you mind?
No, not at all.
No, it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
We have to assign people to these things, or else it'll be just like it always is. You know. Okay. So we've got bylaw. I mean, it would be maybe a one pager about Robert's Rules. I had a pretty good one. I don't know. Do you think we need that with people who've already been on their own boards for at least a year?
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah. Okay, I'll include that. Robert's Rules.
Maybe a hint of a summary about how the telephone system works, because some of these people may not have been on the national.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. Conference call, overview.
Everything, including the etiquette of kind of speaking up and saying, you know, to the stack or whatever.
Okay. I guess I could do that. Should we maybe give them a copy of the budget? Would that something that would be helpful? Probably not.
Yeah. Wouldn't we?
I think they ought to be aware. You know, maybe it's in a somewhat summarized form, so it's not pages and pages, but I think that every board member, and one of the responsibilities of a board is fiduciary, and if they don't have any idea of the budget...
Right. Okay. So budgets consolidated in each unit, I guess. Just the kind that fits on one piece of paper. Okay, well, this is a good start.
That would be, I think, a Laverne project to put that together, and I can make sure that she gets that done. I can work with her on it.
Excellent.
Assuming we pass a budget before then.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, you know, what's happened in the past is this happened last time, was that we passed budgets, but we made a couple of changes right when we passed them, and then we never, like, got the finalized budget into the hands of anybody, and so it was like people in the finance committee are asking, you know, what is the budget? And so that can't happen again. That was crazy. Need secretary stuff. So, I mean, we can ask Richard to help with some of this stuff, too, I think. He's our secretary. As far as summarizing the motions from the last year.
Are there reports from the committees and units that go into the first of the year book?
There should be. They should at least know what's been done so that they don't reinvent everything. Okay.
I think there are committee reports and also general managers of the station reports, right?
PMs and Brian for the archive and Ursula.
Yeah, normally what happens with board packets, Arlene, is the ED would get these reports from the GMs.
Right.
And your other unit people, you know, and you have help there at the national office to assemble these books. We can't tell the managers to do anything, but you can.
I can.
Okay, so obviously it's also whatever you think should be in this book, you're perfectly welcome to add it. It sounds like you have a good idea.
I'm speaking up, but I'm saying it kind of like, do you agree? Because remember, this will be my first meeting, so.
Right. One thing that happens is that the books can get really large.
Yes, and according to, I don't know if it was Lynn or Chris that was telling me, that the first one of the year is usually all, you know, big.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense then. It's okay if that one's big and then we just cut them down later.
Don't take nearly as much because you don't have to repeat the bylaws and summarize some of the, at least for that long, the, you know, amendments and things like that.
Right, okay. Well, everybody just be thinking of what, if you're a brand new board member walking into this, and also knowing our experience where we tend to reinvent the wheel all the time, let's be thinking of what else would be really helpful orientation materials. There's going to have to be some kind of a legal briefing at this meeting, I guess. I don't know if that's in writing or just a legal briefing. But so anyway, yeah, we should ask Ricardo.
Ricardo should be asked about that. You know, I can talk to him when I talk to him if you want me to, or...
Yeah, and just talk to him about what would he be able to come. We have the date. It's the last weekend in January, and on Friday the 29th of January, if he would be able to just give kind of a legal duties of board members kind of a orientation talk.
I've already given him the dates of the board meeting, so at least he should have that on his calendar.
Good. Okay, and...
Laverne, I'm here. Just want to let you know.
Hey, Laverne. Hello. Welcome.
Hey.
We've been drumming up jobs for you. You weren't here, so we gave you an assignment.
Well, that's wonderful. I am so happy.
Yeah. Okay, well, what we're doing, Laverne, is just figuring out what we should do for this first board meeting, you know, for the transition to the new board and the first meeting.
I heard something.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I'd love any input you want to give.
You would put together a consolidated budget, assuming we have passed one, that would go in the packets. You know, it would be for the new board this time.
Right, that's what Efren is working on. In fact, he gave me a
preliminary yesterday, which I'm looking at. So, okay. Yeah, that's
well,
true.
This one for the board packets, Laverne, has to be, I guess, the kind that can fit on a piece of paper. You know, it wouldn't be everything, I guess, but...
Okay, yeah, we can do the consolidated, the summary of the balance sheet, and then the details we can, like I used to add a separate package to add to that rather than put it in the book.
Okay, as far as orientation on Friday, is there any, can do you think as CFO that you could give some kind of a financial overview talk, or I don't know if this would be
I think it would be good in terms of, you know, the expectations of what can, because there are certain things that some business managers are able to do and other business managers because of expertise and skills don't do those things. So, you know, we have to set up a standard as to what each business manager should be able to deliver to the general managers and to the treasurers of those local station boards. So, yeah, we can give that talk and tell what our goal is first, then we'll see. You know, I won't really talk specifically, but there are deficiencies where some people don't know how to understand, do the general ledger reports. But, yes, I think that's just a brief overview.
Okay. All right. What else do people want to talk about?
Well, this is Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the agenda itself, I mean, I don't know if there's certain things the board would normally take up, I mean, other than the election of officers. So that's one question. And then the other question, I just can't remember offhand, what normally would happen to pending items? I mean, would those automatically drop unless they were brought back, or would they necessarily just roll over to the next board?
Don't pending items drop and then people bring them back if they need to?
Right, but if you're a new board member and you don't know what was pending, you wouldn't know what to bring back.
Well, assuming there are some old board members.
Right.
Well, to answer the question, basically, I mean, just because some members of the board change out doesn't mean that the business of the board continues.
Right.
Now, of course, the new members might vote to say, we don't even care about that thing that's been pending, you know, we don't want to talk about that, they can drop it, but I do think that they go forward. I don't know, what do other people think?
It would seem they should be aware, at least, of open items that weren't completed.
So... I mean,
perhaps I should say be made aware of.
Yeah.
Right.
Is Grace there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, you have things that you carry forward on each agenda each time, right?
Yeah.
So you would do that again, I assume.
Well, all the pending stuff was on the latest agendas, both for closed and open sessions. I just keep cutting and pasting whatever's new onto the old agendas. So, I mean, there's always the hope that we can get through all the pending items, but that may be unrealistic. So I don't know. That's up to the new board to decide whether they want to carry on the pending items that we don't get to.
But we have to at least bring it forward to them so they know what they are.
Okay.
So I think you would just, like, move it forward as old business.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of putting this particular agenda together, well, who would do it? And presumably those items would remain, and as well as everything else we're adding. I mean, who would actually write up, you know, compile the agenda for the meeting in D.C.?
Well, it's the same as with all of them. Normally, it's the chair in conjunction with the ED that sets the agenda. This committee tries to make suggestions on things that they'd like to see included, but it's not really up to us. It's still up to the ED and the chair.
Right. So
does that mean that Grace and I would go ahead and put together a tentative agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We can do that.
Sure.
So what we're doing tonight, I think, is we need to assign jobs to people like this list of all the motions that have been passed. We need somebody to compile that. And it sounds like a huge job. Maybe could be a couple of different people taking different parts of it. I don't know. We have that whole...
If he could do that.
Who?
Richard?
Yeah, we need Richard. We have the one that Guma did before. I can help.
I can help get the minutes together for 2009.
Okay, that'd be good.
Then extracting the motions isn't that hard if we have the minutes.
Right. Okay, that'd be awesome, Grace.
We've got good copies that we can make of the bylaws at the office, so that takes care of that one.
You need to make sure that it includes the changes that we've tried to pass bylaws changes a couple of times, and the only ones that really got through were the one changing the affiliates director election time to now. It used to happen in March. So that's all. I just want to make sure that that's in there.
Okay, I'll look for that. I don't have it here with me. I don't think I brought that home, but I've got it at my desk at the office.
Okay, and then Bonnie said that she would put together a description of committees. What was it?
I'll put together the form so that each delegation can decide who they're going to put up for committees.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going to look for this nice one-page fun Robert's Rules thing, and I'll do conference call, just kind of explaining conference call etiquette, and I can even give them a list of the phone numbers. And LeVarn and the finance staff will compile a budget for the board packet, and Grace will compile minutes. Arlene will ask GMs and her other staff for reports for the book.
And I'll also get in touch with Ricardo about making sure he's available for Friday.
What are we going to have Joe do?
I was trying to stay under the radar.
He was trying to be real quiet.
The purpose is if you're on the call, you have an assignment.
whatever people think way that can be useful.
Do you want to, I don't know. Excuse me. Well, let's just talk in email, and we'll think of a job for Joe. Oh, okay. I've got another one. So you all get these, since we're on these committees, we get these automated reminders from Pacifica.org telling us when the meeting is, what the call-in code is. It goes to all the members of the committee, and it also goes to the streaming people, get their own copies. And this system is set up, what we need to make sure that each of the stations, when they elect their directors, and their committee members. We need contact info for all of these people. And what I'd like to do is have them, when they all do their January meetings and elect the directors, that they get from their everybody on the LSB, we need their first and last name, their address, their email address, and their phone numbers. And this will all go into this database that then when the committee members are, well, first of all, we need the PNB members' addresses and everything for the FCC.
Right.
But every candidate had to fill out this information when they ran for the board, but it shouldn't be the job of Otis and John to go finding that information. We need them to put it all in one place. So we should have the chair of each LSB get all this contact info from their members at the January meeting.
There's a staff registry that could be used for this. And then everything would be, and that's something that people should be putting information in themselves.
Can you explain what you mean?
Okay. I had Otis write a staff registry so that we would have all paid and unpaid staff input their information in electronically into this database. And it included information. I mean, it would have been nice if it had been actually used.
Right.
I tried to get it used by the GMs, but it didn't get used. But anyway, it exists, and it could be used for this purpose. It would mean that every LSB member would take on the responsibility of going to the web link for their station and inputting the information. A little bit of tweaking might have to be done to, just say it's an LSB registry instead of a staff registry. But
yeah. Well, that's fine, except then you have to be after over 100 people trying to get them to do it, whereas if we just assign this job to the chairs at the January meeting, just get these four things from each member, Otis said he would input it, himself. But they really just want this whole committee reminder thing to run smoothly, plus we do need to have contact info for our board members. There are our governing board with a lot of responsibilities. So can we just recommend this to, I guess we'll have the PNB vote on it on Sunday the 10th. Just can we have a motion that says each board chair will collect contact information from every delegate to include name, address, email, and phone number, and submit to PNB Secretary after their January meetings. Does that cover it?
Yep.
Any objection to that motion?
I don't see why we can't use the registry. That saves all that staff time, and you know that some of the GMs, LSB chairs are just not going to do it anyway. I mean, the first thing would be to just have people do the input into the registry. It's so simple. People use online registration all the time. It's not like that difficult to get people to do it. I can't imagine why it would be such a difficult thing. That's what it's there for. Then it's already input.
You're reminding 100, however many board members there are, you have to remind each person to do that and try and get them all to do it.
Well, the
if
board...
If they just send around a sign-up sheet at the meeting, then we'll have it.
You mean at the LSB meeting?
Yeah.
Whatever, but it shouldn't be difficult for the board chair to send the link to an email list of the people on the LSB.
I understand.
Just have them go and it could be done both ways. But the point is that we have to start getting the stations and the LSBs acclimated to the registry, especially for the next election that's coming up. We need to start having the staff list so that it's not a last-minute thing and incomplete and all messed up and no addresses and no this and no that.
It's just sort of a different issue. What were you going to say, Arlene?
I was going to say, should we check with Otis to make sure that it's designed such that we can identify who the LSB people are and then try to get every LSB member to go ahead and enter their information in, but let's get a list from the board chair of who the four Pacifica board members that were elected are, so that we can actually follow up and make sure we've gotten the correct information from them.
Well, I think it should be the board chair's responsibility to get all the information, whichever way it's gotten. But
exactly.
The point is
to make sure that it's in there so that we can find it.
Right. Right.
Because we're going to be operating on a short crunch of time to get these people notified and scheduled to come to the meeting.
Okay. Well, these are two different issues. They will be sending us the names of their directors. They have to, so that we can get their plane tickets and everything. But then each station needs to have contact info on all their board members too.
Oh.
So it was Otis that suggested to do it this way to me, just to have them all sign it up, and they'll just enter them all rather than having to hound 125 people into doing it. So for this time, but I understand what you're saying, Grace. I mean, yes, we have this great system. We should use it. But I think they just need this information right now, and it'll make the whole committee thing run so much more smoothly if they have all the information.
Hmm. Well, whatever. I mean, it's okay. It's just I just hope that staff registration starts being used so we don't run into the same difficulties we did with the election this last time.
I'm not understanding a couple things about it, Grace.
Go ahead, ask me.
Well, I'm not quite sure I follow you. Are you saying that you just put out, or the GMs put out, some sort of notice that says, if you're unpaid staff, go sign up on this registry? How the hell does that tell you whether somebody actually works there and is qualified to be unpaid staff?
The registry asks questions. This is for the paid and unpaid staff. That same database could be modified slightly to be appropriate for the LSB, too. That way, we'd have a database of LSB members, paid staff, and unpaid staff. The registry has lines in it, are you paid, unpaid staff, who is your supervisor, how many hours a month do you volunteer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as unpaid staff. So the criteria is in there, and the information is in there, so it can be checked. The other thing is, there's a question about whether, California law says that anybody who's on staff and who is a staff member, in other words, a member of the organization, their name and address can be given to any other member who requests it. So in the registry, it has an opt-out. So you can be an unpaid staff member, but not be a member of the organization if you wish to opt out, which would keep your name and address confidential. Of course, you would lose your voting rights in staff elections then, and you would not be able to serve on the LSB. But at least when the person registers, they have the option to opt out if they so choose. So that's another little thing that's in that registration process. But it does have enough information so that their qualifications to be considered unpaid staff are clear from the registry itself. And it can be verified because the person needs to put their supervisor in the registration. And also it has, for the purposes of staff, it also has an emergency contact information. It's just a way
where does this information go?
This would be to the
managers.
It would be available to the stations, but also to the national office for the purposes of elections.
Right,
so that on an ongoing basis, we would have a roster of all paid and unpaid staff for all the stations. And then we wouldn't have to rush and go crazy and have incomplete staff lists when the time for the ballots to be mailed out happens.
How do we verify that they're still qualified? In other words, they're qualified when they sign up, and there are enough questions to, one way or another, quotes, determine that, although it's based on their word, I gather. But then what happens, you know, 10 months later if they're no longer really in that category?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. That would have to be the general manager and or the local election supervisor would have to verify the qualifications. I mean, it would be up to the general manager to ensure that the staff list is valid for the purposes of the election at the time.
But at least they'd have...
About how many people are we talking about at each station in round numbers?
We're talking about a total of about 1,000 people.
Between the five?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 1,200.
Wouldn't people also have to be given the information so that they understand that if they change their address or their phone number, that they need to go back to the registry and change that?
That would be good, too. Absolutely.
It's essential in terms of voting if we're sending things out.
I didn't quite follow what you said about how unless we're willing to have our information given out to anybody who wants it, we no longer are members. I didn't quite get that.
Okay. You know, the word member has a dual meaning here. One is you're a staff member, in other words, or a paid or unpaid staff member. So you're, you know, you're producing a show or whatever. But then that entitles you to be a member of Pacifica, and if you so choose. But this, the registry allows people to opt out of foundation membership. They can still be a staff member for the purposes of producing a show or being on a hosting a show or whatever they
or
do as unpaid staff. But they can opt out of Pacifica membership.
And why would they do that?
Because if they choose to be a member of the foundation, then we must give their name and address out to any other member who wishes to communicate to them.
No, that's not how that reads.
It is.
Unless the foundation comes up with a different method, which is what we've always done.
Yes, but still, you know...
Some people don't like that either. Look, this isn't really the purview of this
meeting. It's not really the purpose of this meeting. I mean, I'm just saying that it would be great for the national office to have a database of everybody on the LSBs. Anyway, whatever. Forget it. If it's too cumbersome to do it now...
Well, all I wanted to say was you guys can ask... You guys can have that conversation in email or call each other to nail that down. But this is really just about getting contact info for board members. And so I'm just going to propose to the PNB on Sunday that they assign their board chairs to collect this contact info on their board members for us.
Ruby.
Okay. Okay.
That was good, Wendy.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so we're going to have another one of these wonderful meetings. Is there a date? Let's see, what is today? Today was Wednesday. We just did it on Wednesday because we could this time. I think that subsequent Wednesdays are going to be taken up by LSB meetings probably. I'm wondering, when do you guys want to meet again? I guess I should pull up the calendar.
Yeah.
By the way, this calendar at kpftx.org now also, whatever you put on there is on the foundation webpage too. PacificaFoundation.org, I believe, has the same calendar there, so we can see it in either place.
That's very good. just when it lulls, might I just add that the whole thing about getting people registered, you know, maybe what could be done is that on a monthly basis, you know, you would either post it in the station so that everyone would be aware of, you know, what group or what program, or if they are members or the correct address, so we can do that. And the other purpose of that is what something we've always talked about is getting this case count report. So that would definitely be a part of counting that in terms of number of volunteers or programmers that are not part of the headcount report for full-time employees or indoor equivalents.
Aren't there some privacy issues with people?
You don't want to post people's addresses anywhere like that.
No, you don't do that. You post what, yes, what you do. You do. You don't do that. You post the name. You post their program, and you ask them to get to go into the database and update it so that it's the latest database.
Right.
And then that's the way we posted it, except for the staff at VAI. We posted almost everything.
Yeah, the name of the program is obviously public information, but...
And that we do that on a monthly basis, ask them to correct it, we'll take that it's correct, and just move to the next month, post the new one. And people are coming in with new programs or eliminated from programs all the time. So, you know, we would do that just so that, like I say, if it, then when it gets an election, or actually to give us a count of who's there and liabilities for the foundation. We need to know that. We've talked about this forever. So this is definitely our ability to do that. Gives us an ability to do it, so it's not something hidden on a, I mean, written on a piece of paper, you know, with one person responsible for it. The responsibility is the foundation.
Okay. I'm looking for a date for the next meeting. Bonnie, you can't do Thursdays, right? Is that the day?
I'm on the air, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see that the reason we have to have a meeting is to make sure that everybody's done these little jobs, I guess, how we're doing on these little jobs, with the orientation packets and stuff. So anyway, I'm looking at the week after, the week from the 11th through the 15th, the KPFT board is meeting on Tuesday, BAI on Wednesday, Thursday's open, Monday's open, but then we would have just met as PNB on Sunday, the 10th. Would the coordinating committee meet on the 11th? I don't know. If we wait till the week after that, then it's pretty close to the meeting.
After the 11th, that's the KPFA LSB meeting.
Okay, put it on the Pacifica calendar, okay?
Yeah,
do you have a login for that?
Yeah, I'm just doing it.
Okay, thanks. LaVarne, do you know when... Oh, WBAI is on the 13th. Does anybody know when PFW is meeting to elect their PNB reps? All right, well, you want to meet on maybe Monday the 18th?
You can give a tentative date based on PFW's LSB meeting.
Yeah, obviously we wouldn't. Well, there's nobody from PFW on this committee, so we could meet when they were meeting. Can you guys do Monday the 18th?
That works.
I think that's election committee.
Oh, well, they didn't put it on the calendar. All right, then how about Tuesday the 19th?
This is LaVarne. I have to celebrate a certain momentous event on the 19th.
Is it your birthday?
Yes, it is.
That's your very own birthday? Oh.
Yes. But, you know, don't let me hold up the ship.
We would excuse you.
Either I'll have it done or I won't. Hopefully we'll have it done.
Yeah. Yours, we could excuse you probably. Do you guys want to meet on the 19th of January?
Sure.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay with me.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and put it there. And I'll try and be checking in with you guys to see how we're doing before the date. So. All right, is there anything else anybody wants to talk about? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
You got one.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you all on the 19th.
Thanks, Wendy.
Okay.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
New Year, bye.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.